Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. We're excited about her being part of our world, which she has been now for 8 years, leading expert on career development. She's the author of at least five that I know of, books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, also my favorite, Co-Workers, Crazy Bosses, Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers and Other Office Idiots. That's my favorite. And she's our good friend, Vicki. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you back. Don't you love it when I mangle the title of your books? You know, and then I get to correct myself and you know.
Absolutely, so, love I mean, it. Thank I mean, you and, for and, correcting it.
Well, and that's when people, for the first time, maybe they realize I'm actually not a robot. I'm a human. Hey, Vicki, one of the things that we've got going on right now for the last few months and probably is going to settle into being more of a way of life, not just a means to an end, as it has been, but a way of life, and that's the remote working, where most of us are going to have increasingly in our lives all or some of our people working remotely, working from home, in either three blocks away or three states away. This is probably not going to change, and we've got to learn how to manage it. The technology is there. We're gotten pretty good at the technology, but now that we're in it for the long haul, now that we're in it for the marathon, not the sprint, we got to learn how to manage this like for a year's performance, don't we?
Yeah, at least a year. I mean, right now, at least 30% of the workforce is working remotely, probably more than that.
Probably more.
And, there are bumps with it.
Right.
Jim?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened. We dropped off for a second. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Finish. I was saying, right now 30% of the workforce, at least 30%, is working remotely, probably a great deal more than that. Mm-hmm. And there are bumps with it, Scheduling is completely different, Setting goals is completely different. We have to acclimate to a new time period. It's very strange. And we have to do our best.
Well, that's exactly right. And I was telling the audience before you got here, I had an employee who was awesome, maybe the best we ever had, and she moved to another city an hour away, and I didn't want to let her go. I said, let's work it out. And this is probably a dozen years ago, 10 years ago at least. I didn't want to let her go, so we worked it out, and she worked from home. And, I've never had a more dedicated person that working for me, but it just didn't work out. And I don't think it was her fault or my fault. It was just one of those things. But we weren't using video type things. We really didn't need it that much, but for some reason that one failed. And I was motivated and she was motivated. And I'm only saying that to say it ain't easy. And I know we've all in this sprint where we're all motivated and it's a new thing. It's like a picnic at work, that kind of thing. Look at my dog. I'm wearing my baseball cap. Just a minute. Let me get my sandwich, things like that. But when we start this marathon, we start the long haul, it's going to be down and dirty, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is that everybody's schedules are not the same, Since you're working from home, some people have children there. Mm-hmm. Some people have grandkids there, Somebody has his wife there, and everybody's on a different schedule, and that's what's really different about working remotely, Mm-hmm. People are Zooming in on Zoom and other things, and they've got their own lives working around them, and they're like satellites. And then for those 3 hours or whatever, however long the meeting is, everybody needs to be on. And it's very difficult, you know, to turn down the noise in your own home and focus.
Well, I was a remote worker a long time ago. I won't say how long, but decades. And I had I built an office in my home. And if I dropped you into it and closed the door behind you blindfolded, when I took the blindfold off, you would think you were downtown. And if you saw me sitting at my desk, you'd see me sitting there with my coat and my tie on, basically, or at least my tie.
Right.
When I got up and went to work, if I wasn't going to go out into the marketplace that day or for that hour, I still got up. If I was going to be home all day in my home office, I still got up and acted like I was going to work.
Right.
And I think that's what you got to do. You're going to have to put your game face on, even though you're at work. And I think your employers have a right to expect that. They've got a right to expect that you're going to be, it's not going to be, you know, part home, part work, unless you have that kind of a job, right? Where you could say, boss, now at 3 o'clock, I got to go get my kids. But when I put them to bed at 9, I'm going to work till 12. I mean, a lot of jobs will do that, can do that, right?
Right. Right. And if you are the boss in that situation and you want to keep that person working for you, you need to be flexible
and
figure out, like, how am I going to work in her schedule with my schedule, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what are some other tips we need?
I feel that because it is, for many of us, new-ish technology, I mean, the technology has existed, but we haven't been using it this way, you know? Like, it used to be a Zoom phone call was just an interesting, you know, diversion. Now we're on Zoom all day long. And I think because of that, there are going to be people who are not as familiar with the technology, maybe not as familiar with scheduling people to make it on these calls. And I think in this era, we should both invite and expect more feedback on our performance. Mm-hmm. If you have workers who are working remotely, they need the feedback because they're not getting all the information. You know,
when a
boss walks down a hallway and pats you on the shoulder and says, great job, that's feedback. And that's the type of feedback that's missing in this era.
And speaking of feedback, isn't it about time for us, for the leaders of these groups to say, okay, folks, this is the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. Let's shift a little bit and let's all have our professional game faces on. You know, no more dogs in your lap. I don't want to see you in your pajamas. Let's act like we're at work, but we're at home. What do you think? Quickly, don't you think that's a good thing?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna flesh out on that some more after the break with our good friend Vicki Oliver. 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.